A Honolulu City Council committee is taking up Bill 33 today. It's an attempt to deal with scofflaws who continue to defy the city and city inspectors even after being ordered to stop work. That's what Brilliant Construction did on a Date Street on a parcel zone for apartments. We caught up with Tyler Dos Santos of the Hawaii Building Alliance to talk about the proposed measure.
This is a situation that has rarely been encountered before. Most people follow the rules, they go through the process, they obtain a permit. In the case of Date Street and a few others, there are people who just completely skip the line. And I understand why so many neighbors and so many people that do follow the rules are frustrated and feel like absolutely it's wrong to skip the line, to skip the process, and totally ignore city rules and regulations. The bill to penalize lying to an inspector didn't make it, which is very unfortunate. That would have added another tool to compel people to be truthful, to be good neighbors, to be honest with what they're doing. As we've seen with the Date Street home and a number of others, there are dishonest people out there who will simply go ahead and do what they feel like doing without regard to the rules. As for Bill 33, tearing it down is another tool which, you know, may never actually be used, but simply the threat of having to demolish a structure that's built without a permit at the owner's expense is a significant deterrent, and we need more of that. As we've seen with so many monster homes, these builders continue to build without any regard to city rules and regulations, and there needs to be stiffer penalties.
And there are certain bad actors who have run afoul of either city or state laws and yet may still be out there building.
Yeah, we are very concerned that we've heard of several projects in the Kaimuki area where a contractor who recently lost their license continued to build. We're going to be looking into that very seriously because there are so many good contractors on this island who follow the rules, and these bad guys give them a bad name and shouldn't be allowed to operate.
There was one on Seaview, I think, that ran afoul of DCCA regulations, had racked up huge fines, but then it got settled for less than was on the paper.
And that's obviously disappointing. You know, these homes which disrupt neighborhoods, which congest the streets with parking and other issues, it's obviously disappointing when the settlement comes in at a very low level, because that sends a signal to these builders that they can get away with it, and all they get is a slap on the wrist. For Bill 33, which would compel a builder who's built something without a permit to tear it down, one other question is, while they're figuring out whether to tear it down or not, who's responsible for the maintenance? As we've seen with the Date Street home, if you've gone by the Date Street home recently, the dust screen surrounding the site is in a state of disrepair. There's tools and other material strewn around the site, and that's a cause for concern for the neighbors. If there are kids, who walk by or maybe get curious as to what's going on inside, or, even homeless people who could go in because the site is not secured, that's definitely a cause for concern. And hopefully we can look at that as well, not just the teardown, but the maintenance after work is stopped.
Bill 33, introduced by Councilmember Ikaika Anderson, is the subject of a public hearing this morning.